Well, experts are calling on the government to do more to protect consumers from aggressive hawkers of funeral insurance. As of this month, the regulator ASIC will have more power to take civil and legal action against companies in the financial sector. But advocates say that's not enough. Alice Roberts reports.
Robin O'Neill has dementia, so when her daughter discovered she'd signed up for a $15,000 funeral insurance policy over the phone, she was stunned. Belinda Wilkes demanded a copy of the recording of the conversation between her mother and an Australian Seniors Insurance Agency salesman.
You know the card that the bank issued you with? Is that a Visa debit or a debit MasterCard?
I'm just trying to have a look. I've got RACQ, is that good?
Oh, no, that's not the card. Do you have a bank card?
Belinda Wilkes says she felt like her mother had been taken advantage of.
I was in tears. I was shocked. I was angry. I was just cranky that another person could do that to someone else. For me, there were many red flags during that 20-minute conversation that the insurer should have gone, this person doesn't have the capacity to make these choices. I shouldn't be continuing with this sale.
Despite having her mother's enduring power of attorney, Miss Wilkes says it took a month to cancel the policy. The insurance agency's parent company, Greenstone Financial Services, said in a statement,
"We agree that in this case the wrong judgment was made by a member of our staff when selling this policy, and we are disappointed that the conduct has fallen short of the standards we have set for ourselves. Our rectification practices worked to resolve the matter once identified. We will be incorporating this case into our future training."
Director of Advice Financial Rights Legal Centre Alexandra Kelly says that's not good enough.
Funeral expenses policies are treated differently to other financial products. However, we've seen time and time again that certain financial service providers aren't complying with some basic honesty, fairness and transparency requirements. And thankfully, through the Royal Commission, we've seen that a recommendation has come to remove the exemption in respect of funeral expenses policies.
The Royal Commission recommended that funeral insurance be reclassified as a financial product under the Corporations Act. This would mean insurers would be required to have an Australian Financial Services licence and would expose companies to penalties if they fail to comply with the Act's basic honesty, fairness and transparency guidelines. The law has now changed off the back of the Banking Royal Commission, but experts say the government hasn't gone far enough to regulate the industry.
I'm calling this a halfway house.
Swinburne Law School adjunct professor and lawyer Paul Latimer.
ASIC is now getting into funeral insurance through this product intervention power, and they can also issue a product intervention order if something goes wrong. They could get a court order as well. So that, look, all this is positive, but they haven't gone all the way, and all the way would be proper licensing of the industry. Funeral insurance should be the same as any other insurance. Why regulate different types of insurance differently?
Belinda Wilkes says she plans to lodge a complaint with ASIC.
I can't understand how insurers can take out these type of policies over the phone with that amount of money, with such little details and information about the person.
Belinda Wilkes ending that report by Alice Roberts.